You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and for service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, community, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part, you, our listening audience, nominated the good souls from the greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online each week. Today's honoree is a Philadelphia native whose own journey as a caretaker fueled a passion to help others dealing with medical crises.
For me, it's always been making sure people have access to what they need to survive and thrive.
That's Kelly Green. She's executive director of Help Hope Live. It's a nonprofit that helps those in the throes of catastrophic medical conditions avoid financial ruin.
We cover the gap in between from what health insurance covers and what people want and need to survive and thrive.
Help Hope Lives raises money to help pay out-of-pocket medical costs like copays, medication, extra treatment or therapy, and much, much more.
Our mission is not just fundraising. It's pulling together a community of support for people who feel so completely isolated and alone.
And Kelly understands those that Help Hope Lives assists because 16 years ago, she was one of them.
My mom needed a kidney transplant, and she was pretty far along when we first received the diagnosis, and she was very sick. None of us were a match, but we heard about this great program in Baltimore where they were doing an incompatible kidney transplant program. My mom was accepted into the program, and the social worker explained to me and my family that unless we had about $15,000 to $18,000 in the bank, it really wasn't possible to get my mom her transplant. And it was at that moment that I realized that there was truly a price tag on my mom's life.
The cash was necessary to pay for relocation to Baltimore for the months needed for the treatment, as well as for medical copays and deductibles. But Kelly didn't have the money. Luckily, Help Hope Live stepped in, rallying their community to raise the necessary funds.
We got her the transplant, and she was able to live for 6 more years. So I had 6 more years with her.
Kelly went back to Help Hope Live again when her mother was diagnosed with cancer, and again when her mom suffered a tragic fall.
I was lucky enough to have had this charity so that she had 6 years, and I didn't accumulate medical debt. She passed 10 years ago next month. I miss her every day. But 5 years ago, I heard about this job, and I could think of nothing else I wanted to do more in my world but to be there for a charity that was there for me during a really difficult time.
She's just amazing. She really is.
That's the voice of Emily Fenton, a mother of 4, including her baby boy, Vinny, a.k.a. Vinny the Vampire.
His birthday is October 30th, so he's a mischief night baby. His first Halloween, he was a vampire, and it just kind of stuck with him.
But in January of 2020, then 3-year-old Vinny suffered a debilitating seizure.
We were trying different therapies, and nothing was really working. And, you know, in a very short amount of time, he regressed very, very quickly. And it was really scary. I quit my job. You know, my whole world had stopped.
The single mom's focus was her children. Vinny had to have brain surgery and after weeks began to recover. Eventually, Emily met Kelly and learned about Help Hope Live. The nonprofit gave Vinny an adaptive bike this summer so the 4-year-old could be a kid again.
At first, I would push him in the back just to kind of help build up strength. And now he just goes and he loves it. He giggles, he laughs. It makes me really, really happy to see him doing what he loves to do, you know.
I just do what I think is right and try to do right by others.
During the 5 years Kelly Green has been executive director of Help Hope Live, the nonprofit has expanded outreach, working hard to let the world know that they are there and to help more families. So far, Kelly says 20,000 families have received assistance over nearly 40 years. And Kelly loves every minute of it, because to her, the work It's not a job.
I don't feel like I've ever had a job. Everything that I've ever done is steeped in passion and is always about justice.
And Emily says that's why she believes Kelly is a good soul.
She is an angel. She is amazing. I am just so grateful that I've been blessed to have her in my life.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.